Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. A million people are expected to attend today's outdoor mass in Philadelphia, led by Pope Francis, as the pontiff concludes his first visit to the United States. Right now, a group from St. Joseph Parish in Lynn is traveling to Philly to take part in the event. WBUR's Simone Rios is on one of the buses with the group and joins us now from the road. Hey, Simone.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
Great. Tell us your destination.
We're traveling to Philly this morning, and we expect to park 3 or 4 miles south of where the Pope will be speaking on Benjamin Franklin Parkway. We'll be parking the bus there and then getting on a local train and headed off for 3 or 4 stops until we get to Benjamin Franklin Parkway. We're hoping that the Pope will pass by us on his way to deliver the Mass. That's not confirmed at this point, but we're hoping that will be the case.
Who's on the bus?
So on the bus are the parishioners of St. Joseph Parish. We're a caravan of 4 buses. The priest was telling me as we were leaving this morning that originally just 1 bus was going to be making the trip, but 150 people immediately signed up, so we had to add several others. And this congregation is made up almost 97% of Hispanics, Guatemalans and Dominicans and people of other nationalities. So it's a pretty good group. It's a Spanish-speaking group, and people are ready to go.
Is it a mix of ages?
Again, it's a good mix. There's kids here probably 3 and 4 years old all the way up to the grannies and grandpas and probably in their 70s and 80s, the whole range of ages.
How long have the parishioners been planning this trip?
So it goes back to August. The priest told me that that was a late start to get planning, but he's been planning for about a month, and so far it's been a very successful ride here, but there's 4 full buses. Everything seems to be in good order, and we're on our way.
What do the parishioners say about the popularity of this pope? What is drawing them to Pope Francis?
So, as I said, this is a 97% Hispanic congregation, and we know that Pope Francis is the first Hispanic pope who speaks their language. And I think this is very important for many of the people here, as well as Pope Francis's position on a lot of the issues, not just immigration, but also on the environment and social justice. A gentleman that I'm sitting next to on the bus, Jose Manuel Santiago Morales from Lynn, who's been a member of the congregation for about 2 years, had something to say about that.
I agree with terms in terms of social justice belief he has. He has expressed in the Congress, he has expressed in the United Nations the other day. He has been carried around all around the tour he's been doing in Latin America, including Cuba.
And you're moved by the fact that he's the first pope from Latin America as well.
He's a Latino. He's from Argentina. Remember, it's 430-something million of Catholic, the majority of the Catholic in the whole world. It was bad time that we had a representation in that institution.
Simone, what are they hoping to take away from the Mass?
First of all, it's perhaps something only Catholics can understand, the importance of being in the presence of the Pope, even though they're probably not going to get closer than about a mile from where the Pope will be speaking this afternoon in Philadelphia. Just being in the same area as the Pope while he delivers this Mass, I think, is of huge importance. Also, something that the priest of this congregation told me is that for many of the folks here, it could be their only chance to see the Pope in their life. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many folks, and it's just something that's not to be passed up, as is evidenced by the 160-some-odd people who are participating in the caravan.
Simone, thanks for talking with us, and safe travels.
Thank you, Sharon.
That's WBUR's Simone Rios on the road with members of St. Joseph Parish in Lynn on their way to Philadelphia to attend today's outdoor Mass with the Pope. This is 90.9 WBUR.